I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Oil markets have been on a wild ride the past few months. This week is no exception. News yesterday that Russian oil giant Yukos might stop pumping oil sent prices skyward. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, tell us what's going on with Yukos and why would the markets get so jumpy about this?
Well, Noah, Yukos is the 17th largest oil producer in the world. It's responsible for about 20% of all the oil coming out of that country. Its CEO, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, was arrested about 9 months ago and tossed in jail in Moscow on fraud and tax evasion charges. A bunch of Kremlin politics here that I won't get into, but tax authorities are now demanding that Yukos pay $3.5 billion in back taxes. They've frozen the company's assets. The company says it's headed for bankruptcy. And what happened yesterday was there was word that they'd been ordered to stop pumping oil. That sent the oil markets into a tizzy. The price of U.S. light crude topped $43 a barrel, which was a new record high. And most analysts now think that was a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, it's a flashy news story, but as you said, it's a very small oil-producing company. Why does the market respond that way?
Well, there are a whole bunch of factors going on here, according to oil analyst Tom Wallen. He's president of the Energy Intelligence Group. Everything from the war in Iraq to terrorism concerns and the gas situation here in the U.S. There have been problems with refineries not keeping up with demand. And he says there's very little capacity left in the world.
Historically, we've operated with much more spare capacity, particularly in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. And those countries are now producing at maximum kinds of levels that we would have, you know, during the Gulf War or something like that. They're pushing their production up to very high levels of what they can produce. What that means is there's not much of a safety cushion.
So there's just not a lot of flexibility in the system, and the price has to absorb any events, big or small, that spook the market. And that's, for example, what happens with Yukos.
Well, there's a mechanism here that should be at work, the oil exporting cartel OPEC. They
right.
can manipulate supply to calm the market a little bit. Why isn't that happening, and what does it mean, really, for us at the gas pump?
Well, in a certain sense, OPEC really isn't able right now to control this market. It's increased its production. Just about every OPEC country is producing at or close to the maximum levels, so there's not much more that OPEC can do. The market is really being driven by the fundamentals of supply and demand, and more than a little bit of psychology, which OPEC obviously can't control. As for the price you're seeing at the pump, Wallen says it'll probably remain relatively high because of a separate gas situation here in this country, really tight supplies, as I mentioned, and that's in addition to what's going on in the crude oil market.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.